Dear ones, it is Mother Earth, Mother Mary, El Morya, the Arcturian High Council, Mother Father God, and the golden white light of the Central Suns, streaming through the ethers today and illuminating your world in all highest good ways at this time and for these times. Many of you have been receiving activational living light codes in a very conscious way for some time. And we wish to seed in your awareness that those living light codes are going to invite each of you to go to the next level in 2022, which is just around the corner. The entire cycle of separation consciousness required the great dimming of your light and the planet's light and life force itself for a very long time. As more and more of planet Earth is liberating from the darkness that previously ensnared it, the great lighting or the great expansion of living light is now what is organically unfolding. For as many of you know, history is a season of cycles. In lower dimensional realms, those cycles express the powerful polarity that fuels that level of living. In higher dimensional realms, new cycles are born that express divine perfection, beauty, unity, and the power of positive polarity or benevolent polarity in ways you will all soon be remembering deeper still and deeper still. And we invite you to take a deep divine breath in with us to connect with your true heart that is connected to all things, all light, and all that is in God's divine creation. As you breathe consciously in this way, allow yourself to receive the grace and peace that passes understanding, where you know yourself in pure and perfect alignment with your true heart and with the oneness within all that is. All is now being liberated, emancipated, used, and implemented for God's greatness and goodness. This is the life inviting you forward to meet it in 2022, and we will be talking about that more today. For now, rest with ease, trust, faith, and flow in your divine breathing, and know that the living light of Source and the living light of your Sacred Heart Center are restoring and resetting you to your divine coordinates, in which all is one, all is free, all is sovereign, and all is light once more. So as we connect with all of you through the Heart of One's frequencies of 2021, we know it has not been easy. We know that the negative polarity of the lower dimensional realms has taken a significant toll on each one of you personally, as well as the entire collective. That is because negative polarity is life force draining, and this too was something that humanity needed to see and experience more directly, more acutely, and more decisively in these ascension times. For you are rising up through and beyond all of the old 3D tethers that have held you back, that have held you down, and that have incarcerated you in this 3D realm of illusion throughout this very old and much denser age and separation cycle. Lower dimensional realms, such as Earth has been in this last world age and cycle, require life force to operate. Everything in creation requires life force to move, to breathe, and to live. And so too, this has been true of your 3D Earth and lifetimes of experiences. But now, at the end of that world age and cycle, you are feeling the weight of this negative polarity and the unconsciousness that it seeds into human and sentient experience. the tension between two lower dimensional aspects in a lower dimensional realm has a way of being all-consuming. And can you see and feel how consumption has been a theme of the 3D experience? Whether that is through literal consumerism and the buying and selling of goods as a focal point for human experience and the experience of self-worth, health, wealth, and the experience of well-being or the lack thereof. Or whether that is through the energetic experience of chronic consumption at an energetic level, for that is the nature of the serpent's ways when it can live and thrive in the darkness of mass spiritual amnesia and astigmatism, and it can also take its tolls or payments from a human collective and entire sentient collective who is unaware of the vibrational payments that are being extracted from your divine life force accounts by the false matrix itself. The weight that humanity feels is that the extractions of life force by the serpent and its minions are no longer unconscious or undetectable to you. You are living it in real time. Thus, these much deeper and more insidious payments are felt by each of you now, and that has created a global tension, weariness, and fatigue that is truly beyond description. But we sense many of you reading and hearing this today will have a sense of that which we speak. What is lived is known experientially and thus needs no convincing, yes? Weariness, heaviness, fear, lack, suffering, and challenge are among the vibrations lived these past 2 years at least under the guise of a global pandemic. And this was part of the design and template for ascension. All sentient life would at some level feel the burdens of the weight of 3D living until they could recognize a costume in a global theater that was no longer theirs to carry or to wear or to have, hold, embrace, or embody any longer. So we ask you, are you ready to stop paying the 3D matrix? Are you ready to reclaim your life force as your own? Are you willing to see where 3D polarity is the game that the serpent plays to keep your attention focused in its domain, its realm, and its illusion? Are you willing to see where you can begin to remove your energy and living life force from this game? Thus changing the game board and the whole trajectory for your spiritual ascension and that of others in epic and extraordinary ways? You have this power, dear ones, and it is through your soul sight and higher awareness that you can begin to see, access, and utilize your divine birthright, your sacred divine inheritance, your inherent and innate wealth, and your abundance of God's goodness and greatness in you and in your life. The 3D matrix has a serpent-based vacuum built into it that by design assumes your consent to paying with your life force the right to exist here in the serpent's realm. It collects payments 24/7 for the right to be, the right to breathe, the right to live and breathe in this realm at all. In contrast, Source God Creator's divine design charges no fees, no tolls, no payments. Source God Creator trusts and allows divine free will to synergize with the greater collective dream of oneness, prosperity, and highest good for all frequencies that seeds countless life experiences where all and the one are prospered and blessed for simply being who you truly are. The years 2020 and 2021 have seeded in humanity's direct experience more of the truth of spiritual astigmatism and amnesia, and the invitations to clear soul sight as well. They are expressions of polarity rising to the height and perceptibility of conscious personal experience, which maybe we will call CPE for short. It had to be this way, for as one rises out of trance-like living in the 3D matrix and they experience the trance ending, they literally begin to transcend their experience and alchemize what was once lost, heavy, burdensome, costly, and overwhelming into that which is free, aligned, aware, awake, lighter, and divinely abundant, receiving everything that is needed in all highest good ways. 2020 stretched all sentient life to see more clearly the illusion that this global consciousness had been living in, unbeknownst to itself. Some still live in the illusion and embrace it as the only way life is. Yet the stretching and calls to clear soul sight continued, not just through words, but through direct CPE or through conscious personal experience. Those who miss the cues of what life on Earth in these particular times, in this particular decade of experience, is really all about, miss these calls and cues to call out the serpent's heavy taxation system on the life force of God's people. And therefore, as part of the serpent's heavy taxation system, they are more vulnerable to being living conduits of that very same system. And thus they unconsciously often become proponents of that very same system. If you look closely, 2020 and 2021 have been exposing who is still engaged in the serpent's life force taxation system through the lived experiences and expressions each individual in the greater collective one continues to manifest. In contrast, Source God Creator has been summoning all to return to the heart of one. Only to see your lives and life experiences consciously in this way, one would have to be aware of the polarity in the first place. And through polarity awareness, one begins to see more clearly the duality game that manifests the fuel source for the serpent in this realm that lives beyond source union and unity consciousness. Thus, if polarity serves as a core form of life force in a 3D realm and matrix, where most people are living outside of unity consciousness in an illusory bubble of separation consciousness, does it make sense that unity consciousness and union with Source is the ultimate remedy to 3D polarity and serpent-driven and serpent-orchestrated life force taxation and manipulation or manipulation? The living light codes are increasing exponentially by the day, dear ones. Source is literally beaming your codes of freedom, emancipation, liberation, prosperity, and union into the atmosphere, into this 3D matrix, and into the serpent's grand illusion. What is required of all souls on the planet at this time? An openness to receive, and an openness to see, and a willingness to once again believe. The ultimate creator is amazingly not a god of ultimatums, unlike the highly controlling and manipulative serpent. But the ultimate creator is a huge believer in personal experience and learning from oneself to expand oneself. And therefore, humanity is now in the time of the Great Return, in a decade of revealing to oneself and the entire collective all that is false in a realm and cycle of a 3D separation consciousness and serpent spawned systems of unending and unceasing life force taxation to fuel its agendas and its insatiable appetite for more power and its insatiable agenda to dethrone God, Source Creator itself. You are, without a doubt, living in the biblically prophesied timeline of revelations. And thus, revelations will continue to unfold within and all around you. Those that continue to only see, believe, breathe, and receive through the smog of the serpent's global and universal life force taxation mandates will feel heavier and heavier. And denser and denser, because there is nothing to buoy or cover up the weight of such allegiances. Individuals are having to carry that weight on their own. There are no buffers to the serpent's games and antics any longer. Those who are willing to turn, see, awaken, believe, and breathe the living light codes of God, Source Creator's liberation energies and frequencies are being richly rewarded by the lightness of being, freedom of soul sight, expansive nature of their talents and gifts, the power to choose and consciously experience this new light and life force in divine ways, and the opportunity to be a conscious, divine human soul living in physical reality and God's Garden of Eden on planet Earth again. It's quite a polarity, isn't it? And yet entry into God's vision and God's creation and Source expression of goodness and godliness in form simply invites each and all of you to let go your vibrational focus on the tension in the polarity and allow the ease and grace of union with Source and the heart of Source once more. When your heart aligns, the rest of you does too. So in these times, as you round the corner of 2021 and enter the higher vibrational and vibratory fields of 2022, will you need your clear soul sight, or at least your clearing soul sight? Yes. Will you need your openness and willingness to allow the heart of one in your soul vision and in your conscious personal experience more than ever now? And will you need to allow your sacred heart center to lead you and guide you in integrating more living light and life force for your own sovereign essence and your own divine birthright as a free, expansive, and divine human soul in form in these times, releasing beliefs in paying into serpentine systems of life force taxation now and for all time? Yes, for 2022 is the year of rediscovering being the true divine you that you came to be in this lifetime and in this shift of the ages. 2022 holds in store for you a fourth harbinger. And in 2022, each of you will re-meet your divine human soul essence, your higher self and higher vibrational essence as a free and sovereign divine creator presence in form in your life's experiences. 2022 calls each and all of you into divine integration of all of the aspects of who you are, leading you to be true to the divine you that lives beyond the 3D duality games of serpent servitude, suppression, taxation, and never-ending fear tactics and attempts to create and seed division for its own gain of that very divine life force that we are speaking to and describing today. 2022 and the revelation of the fourth harbinger of peace, unity, love, and light frequencies on planet Earth is all about you. 2022 is about you. 2022 is you. And vital to the experience of you in 2022 is your rising awareness of your conscious personal experience of life, life force, light, and the living light. When you become aware of where living life force truly is, and where the game and illusion preach living life force, but actually solely seek to steal it for its own games and gains, the more your divine human soul and divine human essence wakes up inside you. You are the human who is designed to live in God's creation, free, sovereign, loved, and fully provided for by God, Source Creator, in every way. So in your travels this month, see if you can find a deeper and deeper willingness to see the depth of darkness and false illusions in the life force-less serpentine world and its 3D matrix. Once you see, and once you have more of these experiences, it becomes impossible to unknow truth any longer. Spiritual amnesia and astigmatism fall away forever, and the great awakening and the great unification becomes your life path, your soul path, your life vision, and your visions of light for your future and everyone else's. Transparency has a divine power and illumination property and power of simply revealing truth. It doesn't have to shout it from the rooftops. It doesn't have to preach it on every street corner. It comes through the ethers to simply reveal and be what it is. When transparency and truth live at the heart of divine creation, all they have to do is shine, and all else falls away. That is the work of the living light now. It is showing and paving the way for truth, transparency, and revelation to do what they do best as messengers and divine vibrations of God's Source Creator. The light is leading humanity for those with eyes to see. It is the serpent's world that is suffering. It is the serpent who is writhing in pain due to its exposure in the scorching light of truth, now revealing the underbelly of its world and manipulations. Those aligned with its taxation game and its duality game and its propaganda games will feel the weight of the serpent's exposures too. So pay close attention to where your vibrational alignments are. And if they do surface, pay attention to what lingering costumes and attachments you are still serving through a belief in the serpent's vision and agendas to tax God's children and steal their life force in different ways. All you have to do is release the costumes and the belief systems that go with them. And the serpent's matrix will dematerialize before your eyes. A naked biblical serpent is not a pretty sight, but realizing your own alignment with its hidden agendas during your own spiritual slumbering is sobering to say the least. And in that sobering and catalyzing awakening experience, most souls rise in the most epic ascension process that can only be experienced in order to be known, felt, and followed from that day forth. Those who live conscious personal experiences of this awakening process don't need anyone outside of themselves to tell them what to do, how to be, and how to see. For they already know it deep within. 2022 is the year of deeper expressions of the bull, boar, and the divine human soul integrating in unity consciousness with self, with the higher 5D human collective, and with divine source. 2022 is the year of reclaiming, realigning, and resetting you as a divine human soul who lives through the heart of Source and God's divine garden of Eden that is the Great Mother, Mother Earth. Positive polarity in the new earth is life force. Complementary opposites are a way of understanding what positive polarity is. They are different aspects harmonizing and synergizing as one. Think of your divine masculine and your divine feminine aspects within you as one example. No longer do you need to wrestle these two wolves inside you. In 5D consciousness and through 5D unity vision, they become two vital aspects of one and the same whole. The living light is summoning all sentient life home to this greater awareness. And this lived experience of true life force, source life force, that fuels not only this world, but all of creation. While the biblical serpent has worked hard for thousands of years to seed and sow division to gain its food and life force for itself, God's light shines eternally, effortlessly, and infinitely strong and perfectly for all to see. The real and true source life force is rising and emerging on your world in 2022. Thus, you each and all have this living life force inside you that will be rising and emerging more in 2022. We invite you to listen to where you are being given opportunities to rise and be you in 2022. Clear soul sight and aligning with the heart of one will go a long way in helping you to rise and be you in 2022. All are aspects of the one true source coming alive and more aligned inside you in 2022. Happy New Year blessings to one and all at this epic time of the Earth's ascension and your own personal ascension and rising at the culmination of 2021. Endings and beginnings in the New Earth light and life force, they are both aspects of one and the same whole. Cheers to the ending of 2021 and simultaneously to the new beginnings of 2022. Much joy, light, love, emancipation, sovereignty, prosperity, unity, laughter, and light medicine is rising to be your experience in 2022. Believe it, allow it. Receive it, dear ones. This is your divine birthright. Let it shine in you in 2022. You are loved, dear ones. You are love. All are love.